Subscribe to AstroCast.
Joined by Justin Verlander,
Lance McCullers,
Michael Brantley,
tons of interviews,
Alex Bregman,
Carlos Correa.
Follow your favorite team.
We definitely love playing in front of our fans at Minute Maid.
For the H. AstroCast is poured for you by Carmack Brewing.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros general manager James Click before the Astros wrap up this series with the Angels here at Minute Maid Park. And this is the time of year, James, where you're always kind of holding your breath, especially, I mean, the Astros haven't clinched anything at this point, but in a very good spot leading the division here with just a few more weeks to go. But you're hoping you get everybody healthy, and I'd imagine, and looks like he's going to be okay. But when you see Michael Brantley leave the game in the fourth inning yesterday, you're thinking, uh-oh, what now? But and you're hoping that there's nothing significant here over the next few weeks.
Yeah, you start getting worried. There's a lump in your throat. You start sweating a little bit, and then you realize that if you start those, then you have to report COVID symptoms, and you might actually not be able to go downstairs. But no, in all seriousness, he's fine. Just a veteran guy who just felt a little something in there on the right side of caution. You're absolutely right. Like, we are in a good position right now. Obviously, some missed opportunities along the way. We'd like to be even further ahead of the division. But, given the position that we're in right now, we are going to try to balance clinching, early and effectively with also making sure that we are 100% healthy going into the postseason.
And obviously a lot depends on when you clinch and how things are looking at that point. There's still an outside shot perhaps at least having – are getting the best record over the Rays for the American League, which obviously would give you home field at least through the ALCS potentially. And also you're kind of battling with the White Sox there for that second seat as well, and whoever gets that will host a division series. How much does that factor in at all when you think about how much you want to push things even after a potential clinching scenario?
At this point, I think we're a little far out for those kind of things to really be entering into your mind. The focus right now, honestly, is just it's winning today. If we start counting numbers, if we start looking at the standings too much, if we start getting focused on what everybody else is doing, we are going to lose our focus on what we need to do. So we're doing everything we can to just focus on winning today. We know what the schedule looks like for us over the next 21 games. We have the opportunity to do what we need to do and take care of our own business, and we just need to do that and focus on what's right in front of us.
And obviously what's going on with the Astros is most important to you, but how much do you scoreboard watch or at least keep an eye on what Oakland and Seattle are doing, the two teams right behind the Astros in the division?
It's really hard not to.
Yeah.
It's I would love to say that we just tunnel vision on our
right.
game. But inevitably this time of year in September and in October, you end up doing it. And look, this is the fun part. This is why we sacrifice what we do in this game. And this is why we're doing the things that we're doing, is to get into these situations. So, I would like not to, but I'm a human being. And so, yes, I do.
Good news with both Zach Greinke and Taylor Jones. Both are able to be around the team and work out. As a matter of fact, Taylor Jones was sitting on the field just a moment ago. Zach Greinke, he's going to start on Tuesday in Arlington. Obviously, that's really good news. What's the latest on Taylor Jones, and are you hoping to get him into some games here soon?
Yeah, we'll see. We're just continuing to try to get him back in shape as much as we are prepared for these quarantine situations and trying to keep guys in shape. You hear Taylor Jones talking about throwing a ball against a pillow. That helps keep you in shape, yes, but there's no substitution for getting out, taking batting practice, getting out in the field, taking some ground balls from Joe Espada and the guys. So we need to go through that, just make sure this thing is 100% behind him, and then we'll decide where to go from there.
It's a little different with a veteran like Greinke as opposed to a younger player like Jones, because they basically missed about the same amount of time being quarantined because of COVID-19. Greinke, obviously, no one's dealt with a pandemic situation like we are now, but Greinke certainly has been around a little bit. Does that kind of change the calculus in terms of his readiness?
It's more about the pitcher versus the position player, but
okay.
The age definitely plays into it. I mean, you saw Kyle Tucker come back almost immediately recently, and Greinke was pretty adamant that he could have started on Friday, the first day that he was eligible, but with the way the rotation was, and just wanted to make sure that he was 100% and was ready to go and could put us in a good position to win, we decided that the prudent thing to do was to wait until Tuesday.
Jason Castro's been working out. I know he was catching a bullpen earlier today, trying to come back from that right knee injury. First of all, I know, you know, there was talk about second opinions and things like that. Have to feel pretty good, I would think, if, you know, Castro's been doing stuff, you know, considering the way things were looking when he initially went on the IL.
Yeah, no question. Unfortunately, the second opinion confirmed the first opinion, and so that led to the progression that we're on right now. We anticipate he'll go out and get a couple rehab games in, and once that's done and he feels confident that he can go out there and catch, he should be active very soon.
Once again, joined by Astros general manager James Click before the Astros play the rubber game of their series with the Angels. Got a couple of pitchers, Pedro Baez, Rafael Montero, who have been on the injured list for an extended period here. What's the latest on those two?
Rafael is going to start throwing flat grounds here soon, and we'll kind of see how the body responds at that point. This is, you know, a tricky little situation where we just kind of have to see how he responds and work on our progression at that point. Pedro was talking to the trainers the other day, working out a calendar on exactly, you know, his comfort level of throwing 150, 200 feet. You know, he likes to throw to those distances before getting off a mound. So we're working with both of them. There's not a lot of information right now beyond that. We're just going to kind of see how the bodies respond.
Is it, it sounds like, neither of them are being shut down. There's a possibility that we could see one or both of them before the season ends, depending on how they progress.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no shutdowns right now. This is we're gathering information at this point.
Good news with another pitcher, Forrest Whitley, Astros' top pitching prospect, and he had Tommy John surgery in mid-March during spring training, and he's down in Florida at West Palm Beach, obviously going through his progression, so that's certainly encouraging.
Yeah, no question. And it's always tough when you look at West Palm Beach and you realize how much talent is down there rehabbing. It's, you know, you've got him, you've got Pedro Leon, you've got up until recently Jeremy Pena. Just these are the inevitable bumps and bruises that we go through over the course of a season. But for somebody as talented as Forrest to start getting back out there, throwing the baseball, working through that progression, as much as it is fairly standard these days with Tommy John, we still have to go through it. And every time you get through one of those gates, it's always encouraging.
Would it be possible for him to have a quote-unquote normal off season?
Probably not. And this is one of the things that you hear from pitchers from time to time. If a guy has the surgery at a certain date, you know, it's a 12 to 14 month rehab, and it is 12 to 14 months of rehab. It is not, you know, rehab for 6 months, take a couple months off, and then pick it back up again. And so some of these guys, I've been around guys who are finally fully cleared in, say, like August or September or something like that, and they have talked about how they were looking forward to just having a normal offseason at that point. But look, he's obviously doing very well, and he's working through it, and he's fighting through it. But there are a lot of steps that we need to go through to get that thing fully healed and back where he needs to be.
You mentioned Pedro Leon. He got hurt in late July, fracturing his left pinky. So he's down in West Palm Beach now. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he's hitting again, which is looking really good. And so we're just determining kind of what the next steps are about, you know, when to get back into game action and things like that. But all the reports so far have been very positive.
You know, talking about normal offseason, and of course, nothing about the past year plus or so has been normal. And last year, there was no Arizona Fall League. Instructional League was a lot different. Most teams did something, including the Astros, but it was a lot different. Is it looking more like kind of a normal offseason in terms of when you think about minor leaguers with Arizona Fall League? Looks like that's a full go, and Instructional League going to look more like what we're used to seeing?
Yes, more like we're used to seeing, although not exactly. The minor league season is going longer this year than it has in the past, and so that changes the calendar for things. So we will have a short Instructional League, about 2 weeks. I was talking to Jason Kanzler the other day, our hitting coordinator, and he was asking if I was going to be able to get down there. It's in late September, early October, and I told him I'm hoping that I'm going to be a little bit busy up here. But this is the walking and chewing gum at the same time of these kind of jobs, where we have to focus obviously on the big league team and what it is trying to do in late September, early October. But we all are also trying to get the Instructional League going to get the benefits of getting those guys some instruction, getting them in there, just seeing how they're doing before they all disperse for the offseason.
You mentioned 2 weeks for instructional leagues. So that's shorter than normal. And is that in part because, as you mentioned, the minor league season's going into the end of September?
Yeah, exactly. It's almost entirely because of that. Normally, the minor league season is up in early September, and that gives you a lot more time. But just with as long as this season has been, with everything that everybody's had to deal with everything that we've all gone through, the rest of the offseason, the relief, the take a deep breath, that kind of aspect of things, there's huge value in that.
Luis Garcia pitched yesterday. He's one of, you know, a pitcher probably that's being watched the closest because of the ramp up in innings. And he hasn't thrown more than 90 pitches in the start. I believe it's been 10 starts in a row now for him in that regard. And going five innings yesterday, are you guys pretty pleased with how that program is going with him in terms of, you know, maybe conserving some innings and some pitches, and that hopefully he'll be able to pitch deeper into October because of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is a real testament to our sports science group, our sports medicine performance group, of designing a program to taper him back a little bit, not skipping starts just to artificially get the innings limit down, but really keeping an eye on what we mean by workload, what we mean by stress on the body. And you can think of it almost like, you know, my mind goes to swimming because I was a swimmer growing up, but you taper before, you know, you ramp back up for a big meet. You can think of it the same way here, where you kind of shorten him up for a series of starts. And then over the next couple of starts, Dusty and I have talked about, okay, like now it's time to hit go. Now it's time to hit the gas. And so we could hopefully see him starting to stretch out a little bit more and get a little bit more length in those starts.
All right, James Click, Astros general manager. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you're watching a series win today.
You know, I have to stop you right there because we've had this conversation every Sunday for the past 5 or 6 weeks, and we have not won a game on Sunday since July. And every time you end with, here's hoping we get a sweep, or here's hoping we see a series win, we have to say something different, Robert, because it hasn't been working for all of August and September.
All right, we'll do this again. This is going to be live, or as live as this is. All right, Astros general manager James Click, thanks for joining us. Hopefully it's a good ball game today.
There you go. Thank you.
And Altuve hits it in the air, pretty deep to left. Going back is LeCastro at the wall. Looking up. See you later. 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 Astros win it in the bottom of the ninth.
This is the Houston Astros.
And it's deja vu all over again.
Radio Network.